It's all about Vivid this year, and this morning we are joined by award-winning set and lighting designer Jeff Cobham, who will be bringing his innovative designs to life at this year's Vivid Festival in Chatswood. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thanks. Yes, I'm just running to Bunnings doing an emergency buying more lights and cables and cable ties trip.
Of course. How's it all getting set up over there?
Yeah, great. We're on our second day of bump in, and it's the sort of our biggest day today. We're installing all of the market stalls, which are all made out of recycled goods. So we've had artists working for the last month creating incredible backdrops out of recycled material from the local area. We've got 80 double bed mattresses that were stripped back to their springs, and we're using them as the basis for the stalls that we're building, and they're covered in recycled offcuts from factories and from using a lot of local products, things that are like microwaves and things that have been left around.
Wow. So this is for Light Market, which kind of takes viewers through a journey through both time, space and the world. How do you kind of build that sensory journey for them?
So Light Markets is sort of the spine of the event, and it travels down the mall. And at one end you have the concourse where there's a large immersive projection all about space. And up the other end of the mall at the interchange where the train station is, there's a piece all about the marine and the sea world. And that one is called Sky Portal, and it's a giant 20 metre by 4 metre screen that we put up overnight last night that has beautiful images of sharks and turtles and all things from the sea. And there's a green screen affixed to the floor. Mm-hmm. And when you walk in there, you are put into the sea. So, and there's a whole lot of beanbags. And if you lie down, you can basically swim with the turtles and the sharks.
That's incredible. Where did the ideas for these two installations come from for you?
Light Markets is something that I've been working on for probably a good 10 years. I got a Churchill Fellowship and I went to Europe and studied participatory theatre over there and just looked at all of the amazing outdoor participatory work where audience connect with art in new ways. And I also studied the whole shanty world and the way what shanties, they invented recycling. They set up on the edge of cities and they just, everything that everyone throws away, they turn into something. They're the most efficient communities, and people have begun to start studying how those communities work in there as a guide for all of us to how to live our lives. So I've taken that whole learning about shanties and how they recycle and tried to bring that into a modern context here and show everyone that, you know, you can use all those things and make art out of them.
Yeah. So you mentioned before you went around finding all of these recycled materials. How did you go about sourcing them? Because there's some like really big things like the mattresses to the microwaves.
Yes. The mattresses were great. Like, we needed a big, cheap building product to be able to cover lots of area. And we can, the mattresses, there's 600 a week that get thrown out in this area alone. And they all go to a place where they recycle them. And so we went to that place and we bought them from them for $2 each.
What?
So they've got to be the cheapest building block I've ever found. Fantastic. And then some poor people have been stripping the lint off them that's still left on them. So they've still got some of the underlay in there. So that's been a horrible job. But we've stripped all that off, and now they look amazing because there's just coils, these repeated coils all overlapping each other. It's a very beautiful building product for us. It's great.
Wow. And coming back to Sky Portal, your other installation, you mentioned there's heaps going on there with the beanbags and the live video feed. How did that all come together?
Yeah, I suppose I'm always trying to find a way to put the audience at the centre of any artwork I do. And I was really just trying to find I think there's a lot of AV work that has an interactive element, but it's often quite complex or nuanced. And I just wanted a very simple one that people could completely understand and could see themselves in another world. And I just wanted to find a simple way to transport them. So we went with this technique which is a tried and true, just a simple green screen, and it's been very effective because people completely get what's going on, and it's almost like an old fairground mirror where you see yourself and the mirror's bendy. It's that simple understanding that the audience have of the idea.
Yeah. You also collaborated with the Great Barrier Reef Legacy. How was it working with a non-profit and when creating this artwork?
Yeah, that was great. It was, just trying to find a way to, there's a very simple thing to do there is just to show people how beautiful that reef is so that they understand that that's possibly going to disappear.
Mm.
So we're not being heavy-handed in that. We're just showing them what a beautiful place it is and allowing them to interact with that organisation if they wish.
Yeah, and I love that, with Vivid, you kind of think, oh, yeah, it's on Sydney Harbour, but you're kind of bringing the ocean to people in Chatswood. How was
yes.
it inland? How was it working in that space?
It's just great to bring, it's always fantastic to bring nature into environments like Chatswood, which, there's not really, there's a lot of concrete in the areas that we're working in.
Yeah.
Although, it's very beautiful where we are with the palm trees in that area as well. It's quite weird. There's some lovely palm trees down in the interchange. So, it's been great to bring the saturated colours of the marine world into that environment.
Fantastic. Well, we can't wait to see it, plus all the recycled materials in the light market. But, Jeff, thank you so much for joining us here on 2SER this morning.
No worries. I'll go back to Bunnings.